You're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I am your host, Oluchi Ajogo. In this episode, we'll be looking at two very important words to us here at Enrich Podcast, and of course, to you that will be listening to this episode, and they are patience and perseverance. Patience having to do with the quality of being patient, that is the ability to wait, and then perseverance, on the other hand, meaning continuing in a course of action without regard to discouragement or previous failure. These two words are not things you should shy away from, because they are important keys to unlock new levels and amazing blessings. We have on our Instagram page at enrich_podcast 31 daily verses to help you understand what patience is all about, what perseverance is all about, practicalize them, and to also enable you boost your faith if you are in a waiting season. Today we'll be looking at the very first two verses from our monthly Bible reading plan, and I'm excited because we'll be looking at these verses together today. Now the first one is from Galatians 6 verse 9. It says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." I will take it again. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." You know, sometimes we as humans expect immediate results. And I feel like this is something we are used to just because we are humans. You know, you take an action, you put in work in something, and it's just natural to expect immediate results or response. In the context of today's scripture, Galatians 6 verse 9, the emphasis is on doing good. So while the aim for doing good shouldn't be for reward but as unto Christ, we are charged to persevere in goodness. We are charged to persevere in good works. Don't be weary. Don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged. This is a word for someone listening to this episode. Yes, I know. Maybe you've gotten to a point where you're just tired. You're just tired of doing good. But the Bible, God's word today is, don't be weary. Don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged when you do good. When you put in your best into something, when you help someone and it seems like there is no reward from it. Keep on, continue, and in the right time and in due season, you would reap the fruits and results. The thing to note is that these fruits and results might not always come in ways you envisage or expect them to, but goodness would surely return to you. Maybe not according to your plans, but of course and always according to God's plans for you. It is also important not to do things as unto men. You know, while doing good works, while doing good things, while putting in your best into something, don't do it as unto men. Don't do it as unto humans. Picture God when doing good. Picture God when doing anything. I feel like that's the way to give in your best. That's the way to do the best you can. If all you see is humans, you might be discouraged, honestly. And you may not persevere because you will always find reasons not to do something. You'll always find reasons, you know, to stop you from doing what you should do. But you would have the grace to continue when you look at God, seeing Him through and in every good act. Let the one you love, if God is really the one you love, let the one you love and serve be always before you. Let Him be the one that you are always looking at. Let Him be the one that is always in your mind when you show kindness to others, when you show goodness to others. That way, even when everything starts screaming, stop, don't do good, just stop it, you would find reasons to continue because you are doing it unto God. Be it at work, be it in school, at that job, at home, in the society, anywhere at all, do good, holding on to God. And it's then that you would find the strength to continue. It's then that you will look for weariness and it will seem to be far from you. The second verse for the month we'll be picking from our daily Bible reading plan is Colossians 1:9-11. And I believe there's a word here for someone too. And of course, for someone that is listening to this podcast. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, 10 and 11 says, "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness." Verse 10 and 11 says, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him." Now, if there is currently anything you are doing, and you are doing it to please men, this is it. This is it for you. You are in the wrong. If there's anything at all you're doing right now in your life, you can't take a pause, and you're doing it to please men, you are in the wrong. Now, moving forward, here are some keys to note from this verse, these verses, Colossians 1, 9, 10, and 11. Important things to note. 1, work worthy of the Lord. 2, fully pleasing him. 3, being fruitful in every good work. 4, increasing in the knowledge of God. 5, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. Why? For all patience and long-suffering with joy. Now, the first key, the first thing I listed is work worthy of the Lord. Dear Christian, dear listener, work worthy of the Lord in any and every situation. Let what you do and what you find yourself doing be that which is worthy of God. Let it be something that is worthy of the God you serve, not worthy of men. Take note. Just like I was saying when we're sharing from Galatians 6 verse 9, don't do it unto men. Whatever you find yourself doing, let it be worthy of God, not of humans. Jesus should be your only standard and yardstick. In doing good, in doing anything, measure it till it is worthy of God. So you should not stop till it is worthy of God. Now, how do you know a thing that is worthy of God? That thing must be fully pleasing to him. It shouldn't be something that God looks at and he is displeased. It should be something that he looks on and he is pleased. He finds happiness looking onto it, and he is proud of you. If you're not putting in your best, if you're not putting in your all in whatsoever you find your hands to do, know that it is not fully pleasing to God. Your all and your best, that is what God requires. God does not want half of your effort, half of your skills, half of anything you're doing. So be it in work, be it in school, be it wherever you find yourself, learn to put in your all and your best, because you are trying to produce something worthy of your God. Give that endeavor your best and don't grow weary. One sign of putting in your best is that you will see fruitfulness. Honestly, you would see fruitfulness. John 15 verse 2 says, from verse 1 it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring thought more free. This is all the sign. This is all you need to know, that we are called to productivity in Christ. We are called to a life of fruitfulness. So if you're not bearing fruit in whichever way, in whatever God has put in your hands, in whatever you find yourself doing, then you are not working worthy of the Lord. We are called to productivity in Christ. You should only get to the point of productivity, and you would only get to the point of productivity when you persevere, when you continue in that course of action, of course, that good course of action, despite discouragement, despite situations that tend to prevent you from moving on, and despite, you know, failure that you've encountered. You know, just like a woman in labor, she holds on and perseveres and gives her all because she wants to produce something beautiful, a child. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That is key number 4. Increasing in the knowledge of God means coming to the knowledge of God. And coming to the knowledge of God does not happen overnight. To increase, that means it has to be continuous. You don't just know God and then stop knowing Him. You need to increase, and we've been charged to increase. You need patience to increase in the knowledge of God. You need patience to follow Christ and continually increase in Him. Ask yourself this question, dear listener. Ask yourself this question. What am I currently doing to increase in the knowledge of God? What am I currently doing to increase or to help me increase in the knowledge of Christ? That's for personal evaluation. And to stay patiently and practice perseverance, you need strength. This is something that is so true. You know, it's not just enough to say persevere, be patient in whatever you're doing. Practice patience. But then, I know that sometimes it can be tiring. So you need strength, and that strength comes from God. The strength to be patient, the strength to continue, you know, in doing good, to continue in a course of action, can only come from God, even when things are screaming, stop, don't go again. The fact that you continue means that there's something propelling you, and that thing or that something propelling you is the strength that comes from God. Human strength will not hold you in patience. Patience is born out of God. And that is why it is a fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit enables it in us. Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. This month, make an intentional decision to work worthy of the Lord in everything. Put in your best. Be intentional about the things that might seem insignificant. And wait for better results at the end. Are you using the daily verses for the month? Are you? If you are not, go to our Instagram page immediately after listening to this podcast and access them. It's on our Instagram page at enrich_podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you've been blessed and enriched. See you in the next episode. Stay tuned and stay blessed.